You are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased. These words, probably more than any other words of the whole Bible, for me, have changed my life, my spiritual life, my life with God, more than any other words in the whole Bible. They really, when we receive these words and let them really sink in, to really hear the Father speak them to us, it changes our life. It changes us. Because especially as a guy, I know one of the things that is most common for us as guys that we struggle with is we judge ourselves on whether we've done good or bad at something. So if I'm doing well at school or in the game, then I'm good. If I'm doing bad, I didn't do things right at the game, at school, or at home, I feel like my teacher, my coach, or my dad are looking at me with pleasure. They're looking at me disappointed. And therefore, I'm bad. And these words, they cut through all of that. Because when Jesus went to get baptized, Jesus hadn't done anything yet, you guys. He had not worked one single miracle. He had not done anything great. He had simply lived with his family in Nazareth. So the Father was not speaking his words to Jesus because Jesus is so amazing and so great, and of course he's pleased to you, with you, Jesus. No, no. The Father simply loves you because you belong to him. Period. You are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved son. Today in Luke, Jesus hears these words. It says specifically he had been baptized and then he was praying. And as he prayed, he heard these words. And so what I want to do tonight, a little bit different, I'm going to sit down now and I'm actually going to lead you in praying. And I want you to hear these words spoken to you tonight. And so I want you just to begin now. Perhaps you may want to close your eyes. Whatever way is going to help you, just really pray right now. Lord, I want to listen to your voice. Heavenly Father, we want to pray. So we ask you, send your Holy Spirit upon us tonight. Help us to hear these words. Help us to enter into this baptism of Jesus, that you may touch our hearts the same way you touched Jesus' heart. That these words that were at the core of Jesus' being, the rest of his life, every day he returned to pray so we could hear these words spoken to him over and over again, that we, Lord, would hear these words tonight. Amen. And now what I want you to do is first begin to imagine the scene. Imagine yourself standing on the bank of the Jordan River. Imagine, what does it look like? Let the Holy Spirit just guide your prayer. What do you see? The water at the bottom. What does the banks look like? Are they dirt? Are they grass? John the Baptist is standing in the water. You see all the people lined up. They're lined up the hill and down. There's hundreds of them waiting to be baptized. What does it feel like? Is it a warm, hot day? Is it a cool day with breeze? What do you smell? In the desert, maybe people are sweaty. You smell the water. Just let all these things enter into you and really enter into the scene. And in the line of people, you see Jesus. He's right there. He's just in the line of people. And as he gets closer and closer to John, just notice, how does Jesus approach him? What does Jesus look like? Is he nervous? Is he excited? He goes down into the water. He goes, approaches John, and they talk a little bit. John is kind of resisting. He says, "Well, no, I'm not supposed to do this to you." Jesus says, "No, let it happen." And John pours the water over his head, and you see him pouring the water. Jesus just opens his hands, and he lifts his face up. He looks to heaven. And after he's baptized, you see he's praying. And you see the heavens opened. And a dove come down, and Jesus receiving that dove, the Holy Spirit upon him, almost like a light. Jesus stands tall. He's filled with this life. And then you hear a voice. You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased. As you see Jesus and you hear the Father speak these words to him, what happens in your heart? How does it turn, make you look at Jesus? Does it give you a sense of who this is? Places almost a heaviness and awe in your heart. Does it make you want to speak to him? Maybe there's something on your heart you want to talk to Jesus about. You need to discuss with him. You need to hash out with him a bit. Just bring that thing up to the Lord right now. Don't have to answer it. Just place it before him. Jesus, you are my Lord. You are the Son of God. Maybe it makes you want to adore him. You get on your knees. You simply come up to him. You hold his hands. You look into his face. And he receives you. You see in his eyes and his face the same love that the Father just spoke to him. That love of the Father for Jesus, he has that same love for you. He looks into you, deep into you. I have taken your sins and I've washed them. They are no more. And now Jesus invites you to come with him into the water. We're going to play this scene over again. But this time, Jesus is inviting you to take his place, because that's what baptism does. Jesus gives us his life in baptism. We enter into his life. He gives us his place. And so he takes you by the hand, and he wants to lead you into the water. How do you react? You resist it? You say, I don't want to go into the water. Lord, this is weird. Are you anxious? Yes, Lord, please allow me to go receive this. I need this grace right now, Lord. I need to be washed, renewed in my life with God. Whatever it is, be honest with him. Jesus is very gentle. He's very tender. And so he simply takes you by the hand, and wherever you're at, he's able to gently lead you, to coax you in love. It's okay, do not be afraid. And he draws you down into the water. And then you go down. And now you're under the water, and Jesus is with you. He has not let go of you. And the water is washing everything within you. It's like life flowing into you, and you stand up. And like Jesus, we open our hands and we turn to the heaven. And we stand up with Jesus and we pray. Again, what's going on in your heart? How do you feel? We're going to turn to the Father now. We turn to heaven and we bring our heart, we bring our life, everything, we turn it to him. Father, take this, wash my life, receive me. And the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You feel entering into you that the life of God is coming. Jesus is holding you. And in that hold and that love, the Spirit's also being given to you. Receive the Holy Spirit tonight. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts. And finally now, I want you to imagine the Father looking down. heavens are opened. They are opened. You're standing on earth, but yet you're in heaven. The Father is looking upon you. He looks on you, and you can see that he looks on you with great love. Maybe you see his face, maybe you don't. But what's coming from him is love. The Father looks on you with love. As any parent looks on their child and they simply love them. The parent takes the drawing a child has drawn, even if they don't know what it means, and they put it on the fridge. Why? Because they love it. It's not because of what you've done right or wrong. It's because you are his. And he says those words. Listen, hear them. You are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved son. Just let them sink in. How does it make you feel? Do you believe it? Do you doubt it? Do you receive it? Do you rejoice? My daughter, my son, my beloved one. I delight in you. In you I am well pleased. I know my heart often at that point will say, how, Lord, can you be pleased in me? I am, because you're my son. You're my daughter. I'm so proud of you that I get to call you my beloved son, my beloved daughter, that I get to be your father, and I will share my life with you. This is what I desire every day. This is what I want. This is all I want, that I would be here speaking these words to you every day. You receive that into your heart tonight. It's true. It's real. Just as real as it was for Jesus. And the Father does not want you to forget this tonight. The Holy Spirit wants to seal it in your mind and in your heart. That every day when you wake up, these are the first words you think of. You kneel down at your bed and you turn your face to heaven, to the Father. Or he looks down on you as you're just waking up and struggling to kneel, but you stop, you say a prayer, and he says, you are my beloved daughter today, my beloved son today, and in you I'm well pleased. Now let me be with you today. It's not anything you've done, right or wrong. It's simply who you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior, because you have given me your baptism. You have given me your life. You have given me your place in heaven. Your relationship with the Father is mine. And we simply turn our hearts with gratitude to him. Say one last word to the Lord. Whatever it is you want to respond, asking his help, simply telling him thank you. Father, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Amen.